bringing Minnesota powwows to you. Today, we travel just south in Minnesota to the Jackpot Junction Casino and Hotel to visit the Lowassu Indian community hosting their annual Wachipi, held June 12th, 13th, and 14th. Your MCs for this event is Butch Felix and Jerry Dearly. Host drum, Mazakute Singers from Santee, Nebraska. This is Powwow Trail. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Powwow Trail. This is your host, as usual, Virgil Blacklance, bringing you the best in Minnesota powwows. The only place you're going to hear real live recordings of powwows throughout the state of Minnesota. And this weekend, we indeed packed up the old one-eyed Ford and headed on down to Morton, Minnesota to partake in their annual Wachipi. And I'll tell you what, Namay Kwe and I, we sure did have a ball down there this past weekend at the powwow. Frequented a lot of the vendors, and we certainly got our grub on. We kicked back for a little bit and watched the grand entry. A lot of the dancers, beautiful music, which we are going to bring to you at this time. We're going to listen to a couple songs from one of the grand entries this past weekend. This is Iron Boy Singers from Minneapolis, Minnesota area. Motown Singers, I believe they're kind of roundabout way around Black River Falls, Wisconsin, I believe. So let's get right into it. This is a couple grand entry songs. Enjoy yourself here at the Powwow Trail.
Yeah! big round of applause for this grand entry, number 2 at our 38th annual, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be asking to remain standing. We are Canada. We're going to Riverside, Dakota, for the flat song, gentlemen. Wapaha, aloha, iwakuni, apolo. I ask you to stand for the flat song.
Yeah.
Riverside, Dakota, state of South Dakota. We ask to put a veteran song as we go to Standing Horse.
I'm here with Maria McCoy, and Maria, would you like to give a hi to any of your family?
Bonjour to Damien and Tancha this afternoon. Have a good time dancing at White Earth.
Miigwech.
Yapi, Chante Washtan, Ape, Chuzapie, Dakota Yan, Wambri Washtami, Himakiapie, Vasichuya, Shalaminko, Tamakota, Ocheti Shangoni, Daha, Breo Kantoa, Himachaha, Chanchayapi, Edwatie. Hello, my name is Shalaminko. I come from where the paint the trees red. I proudly represent Miss Flanders Santee Sioux Tribe 2014-2015. I dance to make my family and friends proud. And for the elders who can no longer dance themselves, thank you. Hiramaya.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to my son, Wakia. He's dancing fancy here at the Lower Sioux Wachipi. And I just want to tell my dad I love you.
The sounds of Rocking K. Man, them boys was jamming. Drum group coming out of Sichangu Oyate there, out of Rosebud, South Dakota. Bunch of young boys sounding real good. Hey, we caught up with lead singer Waylon LaPlante from the Mazakute Singers, and we asked him to share a few words, a little insight of whatever he's thinking about, whatever he wants to say to the people. And so we take it on down to Name Ikwe here and Waylon LaPlante.
Hau Medakie P. My name is Waylon LaPlante. I come from the Isanti Dakota Nation from northeast Nebraska, Santee, Nebraska. And I sing with the Mazakute Singers. And we're hosting the Lower Sioux Community Traditional Wachipi this year, 2015. And we come from these parts as well, so they just brought us home. With our drum group, we established in 1979. And Kalon Strickland and Galen Droppo and Wyatt Thomas, Roger Trudeau were kind of the founders of our drum. And they made the 38 plus 2. Honor songs, so they're like our veteran songs, and so that's what we're kind of known for. That's what we're named after, Mazakute Mani. He's one of the chiefs that were hanged in Mankato in 1862. So we travel around and we give our songs and our traditions back to the people, and we try to make sure that our young ones understand what goes on at powwows, but not only at powwows, at traditional gatherings as well. So our powwows are just traditionally a festival. Everybody comes together, dances, sings, eats, and it's a gathering of kinship. So we have friends that we haven't seen for a long time and make new friends as well. So in our native Dakota culture, we can't do anything without song and dance. So this is why we get together like this. And in this particular powwow, it's a traditional powwow, but they had a incorporated contest. So there's a singing contest going on. There's some special dance contest going on. So we come back to our homelands in Minnesota just to give back and meet some of our relatives. And these are our lands, so we always want to make sure that we understand and we give our children that history. So with that, I just want to say thank you for the time. Don't forget to come out to Lower Sioux next year. Many more powwows to come in Minnesota throughout the summer. So with that, hit you too.
Round of applause here for Elder Warrior that is the exhibition. You are a G, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Powwow Trail has been made possible through a generous grant from the Legacy Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.